And this is Ethan.
And this is Whiskey and Wires, brought to you by Intuitive Networks, where we talk all things tech.
And all things whiskey.
What's up, everybody? We are back. 2023, Whiskey and Wires. What's up, boys?
What up?
Hey. Haven't seen you guys since last year.
I know. Oh. I love it when you do that. Oh, my gosh. Well, we are here. Mr. Ed is filling in for Adrian. Adrian is out gallivanting again, doing some MSP stuff down in SoCal. As of the recording, it is January. What is today?
The 5th.
January 5th, 2023.
That was a heavy pour. Do you want that one?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And as is customary in Whiskey Wires, we're going to start the sucker out with a control burn.
Here, I'll see if you guys can hear this. Listen.
Oh, that's going to pick that up.
That's good.
That is ridiculous. I, you know, I'm driving out in the crazy, crazy storm. Just kidding. Clink, clink, clink. Well, Happy New Year's, boys.
Happy New Year's.
Do you guys have a good New Year? Christmas? Fun with fam? Mm-hmm. We're control burning right now. And every time I hear control burn, I think of what the firefighters do, right? Yeah. Cal Fire, they do a control burn.
You call it control burn. It's called control bourbon.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to go back and fact check that.
Yeah.
Can I get a replay? You know the progressive commercials? Can I get a replay?
Yeah, I think you called it control burn. Well, which is actually what it is.
Yeah, it's a control. You're burning.
Burns your taste, you know, your taste buds.
Mm. That is amazing. So
yeah, there's something to be said for just normal Jim Beam for the controlled burn.
Yeah, seriously. Why mess with it?
Go-to.
Absolutely awesome. Well, so so we're getting New Year kicked off here. We're going to be talking about all things whiskey, all things wires. Now, today's show, we're going to be going over just some trends of what you guys are seeing in 2023, right? So everybody out there, they kind of want to know threats, what you guys are seeing as the pros, talk about that. And then today we're going to be doing, what are we tasting?
We're tasting Old Tub from Jim Beam Distillery.
Now, you were just telling me about that. Like, where did that come from?
So this is a throwback to the original Jim Beam products. When they first started, they named the distillery after the old tubs they used to use to stir the mash in.
So they weren't really marketing gurus. They just looked at a tub. It was old. And they said, what should we call this place?
Old Tub. Yeah, it was called Old Tub Distillery.
And then they used their names and all that stuff. So how did they begin? So Old Tub was the OG, and then they became Jim Beam?
Well, I guess after Prohibition, when they reopened, I believe when they reopened the distillery, they named it after Jim Beam.
You know, it's funny you say the Prohibition. I mean, are you guys watching 1923? Do you watch it?
I have not.
Yellowstone?
No. Yellowstone. Yeah. I'm not. I'm supposed to.
You got to watch the spinoff. Yeah. Well, they're kind of like in the midst of.
Oh, with Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott. He's on 1883.
18,
God. Right. Okay. So Yellowstone is the show. Okay. They did the origin story of 1883, how they even got to Montana.
Okay.
Right, and then they fast forward to 1923.
Okay.
So it's the lineage, right? So
they have their Yellowstone verse. Yellowstone cinematic universe.
Well, that's 100%. So it's funny you say that because everybody is saying that about Taylor Sheridan, who is the creator of Yellowstone, because they're spinoffs now. And those are spinoffs. Yeah, and now, you know, one of the dudes who's on the ranch is going to the 4-6s, which is right now. That's a whole other side. So he's making his own cinematic universe.
So it's like the, what is it? Is it Chicago Fire? And how they have the fire department, the emergency room, and the cop show.
All Chicago this, Blue.
That all go together?
Yeah.
The man's version. I want to watch some manly Chicago Fire. Let's put on some Yellowstone.
No way, dude. We want some Yellowstone. I want to see guns and horses and ranching and cowboy shit and some whiskey. They always have whiskey on it.
All right.
Which I think is Bullet, now that I remember through the scenes. Anyways, whole point of it is now they're in 1923, so they're actually going around and going downstairs during Prohibition in like Helena, Montana. So it's really, really interesting on how that whole thing started. I think it would be freaking, I don't know if it'd be scary to live back then or like awesome to have lived through Prohibition.
get to go to all those speakeasies with all the questionable alcohols.
Well, that's what I mean. It'd be scary. And then you have all these thugs going in and like shooting the place up, trying to, you know, get their share and their take. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Anytime I have to laugh. My stepdad, for example, is really loves history, big historian. So And so he loves reading like Lewis and Clark books and books about the Wild West. And he says, man, I would love to live back then. It was simpler living. I would, you know, wouldn't have to worry about all the bullshit of today. And I just think, yeah, but the first time that you need to take a shower, right?
You know what's crazy to
or
that?
Or the first time that you get sick.
That right there. I had that same conversation. I'm reading a book called The History of the United States. It's Audible. It's 43 hours. It's basically a bunch of lectures. I love history. Especially as I get older and you hear everything going on and, you know, with politics right now. And they're like, oh, America sucks. I'm like, and it made me kind of go, well, let's go and research it.
Yeah.
And I thought that same thing, simpler time, until you had a headache.
Right.
Because I run to the cabinet and I grab an aspirin and we cool.
Yeah, right? I don't know about most folks, but I know for my stepdad, we've had that conversation. He's actively over the average life expectancy age currently, so...
So he's good. He's just buying his time. Fair enough.
Shoot him back there, and it would be pretty cool for about 8 hours.
Yeah, I always think about that, too, like going back. I think the romanticism of it is not getting caught up in...
Yeah.
The tech part and worried about what your neighbor and are you living up to it? I mean, going out and working land and dealing with everything there and then kicking back with a whiskey at the end of the day. That's the simple part.
And I love romanticizing things like that. Like, I love a good Western story as much as the next guy. You know, I love hearing about the Prohibition and, you know, the world wars and the world at large at that time. I think storytelling is a great thing, but at the same time, I don't think I need to tell anyone listening to this that I'm bit of a tech head. I don't know where I would be without my laptop and phone.
You'd be a blacksmith. We know 100%. We've seen the movies going back in time. Yeah. You'd be a blacksmith.
I'm big enough for it.
You'd be swinging a hammer over an anvil trying to make another hammer.
Either that or I'd be the simple staple hand, right? The big guy off to the corner muttering to myself.
You'd be over there, Hodor. Hodor.
Oh,
Hodor.
Yeah. Good reference.
Well played. No, but I mean, to that point, though, they're not dealing with half the stuff, even like the tech industry, right? Like all the phishing attacks and cyber this and malware that, and somebody's trying to... No, they're straight up like showing up with horses and friggin' 45 and be like, bitch better have my money.
Yeah, their times definitely change. Even just year to year, you know.
Yeah.
what issues we see change. Which is great segue.
Oh my, whoa. I was thinking that. How did we get off the rant of freaking like Yellowstone? Because I could stay there for a long time.
No, I finished my control thing. My head's feeling a little warm, and we're going to take this segue into saying what changed between 2022 and 2023.
But I'm done. Okay, so for real. For reals. Before we get into old stuff, because I want to hear more about it.
Yeah.
We just did a control burn with the Jim Beam straight up, right?
And I was in charge of pouring, and I accidentally was a little heavy-handed.
So
look forward to a fun episode. Maybe not fun to listen to, but definitely fun to make.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And I've been dry the past couple days, so this might hit me a little bit more than most. I'm going to take the back roads on home. As the current weather of this recording, it is dumping a metric shit ton of cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding.
Rain, too.
And rain, too. Yeah. To the point of sandbags and flooding, and people are worrying about the rain coming.
I think cats and dogs would be a lot gentler than what we've been getting.
Yeah.
With the winds. It's, you know, the wind is bad when you drive through a suburban neighborhood. And the trees and front lawns are knocked over.
Yeah.
It's not just like the old dead trees out. It's like front yard trees are blown into houses. And
oh, stuff. They
it's
did.
It's crazy.
Oh, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
We left my brother's house about 1:15 in the morning. We decided, okay, we're going to go home, sleep, relax.
Watch the football.
Yeah. As soon as we hit, get off Highway 65, we start going up over top of Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Hit like 4 to 5 trees that are uprooted down. You can still get around them.
Going into Lincoln?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, up, you know, where, because Gladding was shut down, so we had to go through McCourtney. Yeah. Get up by Wise Road. There's four to five trees down.
I know what you're talking about.
We make it to the last turn to get into our gate, the road going to our property.
Yeah.
Right when we turn that last corner, probably 300 feet from the gate, we have two trees down, one in each direction. And it's vertically laying down. They were about 10 feet tall.
Golly.
Could not get past them. Yeah. We turned around, went back to Joe's. It was almost 3 a.m. And
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
Been drinking whiskey all night. Be like, should you bring your chainsaw? Because I want to get through this.
Yeah. No, it took like all the neighbors, because after you get past my gate, there's eight more properties.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, someone's going to want to get out of there or get in. So.
Well, it's dangerous if you have something like that. Something has to happen. You got to get out of Dodge.
Yeah. Well, all the neighbors pitched in and they cut it all down. But we went back next day. Probably about 11 o'clock in the morning, they had it all cleared up.
Firewood for days.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, so anyways, it's pretty gnarly. So point being, you could hit some puddles, so we don't want to go crazy today.
Yeah. And
bullshit, let's go.
It's also the second drinking and driving joke that we've made within the last 15 minutes. So I would like to go on record and say, drink responsibly, please. We advocate drinking. We do not advocate drinking and driving. We do advocate jokes. And we've been making them. So
Put those in whatever order that you want. Okay, so let's talk tech. Let's talk. Okay, 2023. You guys obviously going into last year, closing out, and hearing some of the things that are coming through. What do you guys see in this year? Like, and I guess you could bring it into trends.
Yeah.
Or trends or threats, right? Because obviously that's what you guys do. You combat threats.
Yeah. And
right.
That's probably a big thing to touch on, and Ed and I will probably jump back and forth on this because we have slightly different, you know, day-to-day what we work with, but we've both seen it, is the security side of it. Ever since 2020 COVID time period, we've seen every year dramatic increases in some of our security threats.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even, I mean, cell phones ringing, unknown calls, text messages.
Right,
yeah.
All the spams coming through text messages telling you that your account's going to be locked if you don't log into it right now.
It's,
and yeah, that's not good.
So is that kind of something you guys are seeing? So it's kind of off the company desktop and onto the company phone or personal phone?
It's onto every device, company or even private now.
I mean, the joke's out there, right? We're trying to call you about your car's extended warranty. That joke's been out there for years. But the fact that a joke about a spoof call, right?
Is legit.
And it's known by literally everyone in this country. You can go to a random guy out in Utah and he'll know what you're talking about when you make it. The fact that spoofing is that widespread on even a personal level, it kind of should ring you into how much more of a threat it is for the folks they're actually targeting.
Right.
Not just the shotgun blast, but the actual targets.
Are you seeing that on a growth of like company phone? Or actually, does it really even matter that it's company personal?
They don't
care. It's just a phone.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it. You shoot millions of those out. Let's say you get 0.25% of people falling for it.
Yeah.
Hell. There's money to be made.
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't even thought about it like that.
Even 100.
Yeah.
I mean, you send out millions every hour.
So it's just a straight up game of numbers.
Yeah, yeah, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not saying that it always is, because there's a very large percentage of the threats that we get are, you know, within domestic.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when you get foreign players. Right.
Has the whole overseas. I'm a prince from Africa and I need Nigerian money to get my
I'm not even talking about the guys who tell you they're from Nigeria, but
is that still a thing?
I don't know. It gets washed in all the other stuff. You never know.
But
they probably even say nope.
There are certain folks who, if these messages and games were sent domestically, they could be prosecuted domestically. But if they're sent foreignly, it's much harder to prosecute, so they get away with it more.
You gotta track it.
It gets into a really, really shitty game, basically, where people are having a hard time defending themselves. And the worst part about it is the folks who are falling victim to this are the folks who don't know better for one reason or another. It's you know,
the common layperson at a company who's like, or I thought I paid Netflix.
Or the elderly grandma who's like, well, you know, the IRS is contacting me. I'm scared. I need to take care of this.
Yeah,
you know,
they capitalize on that.
Fear tactics and things like that. It targets the we say it's widespread. We say it's, you know, a shotgun mm-hmm. blast, but it really does isolate specific types of people and specific targets, and it makes them targeted even further in the future if they fall for it.
What do you guys tell your clients when they come to you and go, man, I'm seeing a lot more of this? What do you tell them? You tell them that's a good
I took that opportunity to take a sip of the old tub.
Okay, all right. So think about that answer. All right, we're going into some old tub here. Your eyes just rolled back into your head.
Well, it's really good.
It smells sweet.
Mm. Oh, it's non-chill filtered, so it's got the oils, the barrel oils.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah. How does that work?
So,
dude, that was such a Ryan Seacrest. Tell me about more. Oh, wait, we're going to go to break talking about whiskey. Yeah.
So basically, a lot of the flavors are lost when you chill filter. Mm. A lot of the characteristics of, if you're a person who likes the barrel strength or cask strength bourbons, even though this is only 100 proof, which is bottle and bond, non-chill filtered, it's got that coating.
That's so good.
That just coated my life in euphoria.
Yeah, it coats my heart and my soul in a warm embrace.
Yeah, I gave my liver a hug.
Yeah, it's only 100, but 100's a lot.
100.
I really like
100%.
I really like this old tub. I've had it once before, and it strikes me now the same as it struck me then. I love that coating on the tongue. It's one of my favorite things about bourbon is whenever I get a barrel strength or something along those lines that has that coating. But this, because it's that slightly lower proof, it has, and with the controlled burn, obviously, with the Jim Beam before, it's got such good flavor that with the coating just sticks with it.
Oh, that's the controlled bourbon that did that.
Yeah.
When you say the cold, it's not cold filter, much like if you have a juice, right? So if you heat up juice, you lose a lot of the nutrients. Right. So I say cold press smoothie or cold whatever.
So a lot of the companies will chill filter it because when you chill it, I forget what temperature they chill it to. But it coagulates. The oils start to coagulate, kind of like if you put a soup in the refrigerator and you see the coagulation of the fats.
Yep.
Similar thing, they can trap it in a filter, and they get this clearer, cleaner. You can freeze a bottle of bourbon, it looks clear. If you have a chilled, non-chill filter, you put it in a freezer, it gets cloudy.
Yeah, but that...
Yep.
Oh, so they just do that for aesthetics to say, it's clear or whatever.
Right, that became a trend for some reason.
It also takes out the oils, changes the flavor profile a little bit. It's like when you, we were talking about this for Jack Daniels, right? It's very filtered.
Oh, very filtered. Filtered. Now, Jack Daniels, me personally, I do not like Jack Daniels, but they're barrel proof, and I think they may have given you some.
I was going to say, I thought we had some on the show.
The barrel proof stuff?
Did we?
Non-filtered?
I think it might have been an after the show special.
I think it was an after the show. That stuff is amazing. That's the way it should come.
Yeah.
Really?
Period.
Like,
yeah.
I've never been the biggest fan of Jack Daniels. I like a Jack and Coke. I like making mixed drinks with Jack Daniels, but never straight until Ed here showed me
the way,
the unfiltered version.
It is the way.
Yeah,
the way
that it really, barrel strength.
Honestly, I share that opinion that that's the way that it should be.
So it's not necessarily when you do the cold or warm, whatever. It's not bad. It just is. Some people might like that.
Yeah.
And some people might like the other. It's kind of like, what's the best chef knife? Well, what are you using it for? You
know, this Jim Beam we used for our control burn. It's cold good. Filtered.
Yeah.
They filtered totally it to take the oils out. That's just standard practice for bourbon.
So if we froze this right here, this would be cloudy.
It would get cloudy.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I don't care. I mean, if the flavor is nice, it's not going to kill you, whatever.
Yeah. No. Huh. Yeah.
And this is, how old is this bottle?
That one has a non-age statement, but everybody's saying it's at least 4 years.
Huh. Is there a limited amount of these? Or is Old Tub legit?
Old Tub, okay, so originally when I first found this stuff, it's when you go to the distillery, their main distillery.
In Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And then they were never available outside the distillery. You had to go there and buy it or take the tour and buy it.
Yeah.
And when they finally made this, and it was only 375s. They were the little bottles.
Okay.
Now, when it hit the shelves, it's for a quote-unquote limited time. It's been already since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They come in a 750 as well.
And this is just Jim Beam reusing the label, reusing old recipes.
It's a throwback. Like it's a throwback.
Yeah. Got it. Okay,
I see.
So,
it's like when Coca-Cola uses their old labels for their promotional stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's not just, it's the juice too.
Yeah.
So when this goes away, they decide to take it away.
is done.
That recipe.
You won't get that juice anymore.
Yeah.
The recipe will still be there. It's just when they decide to bring it back.
Bring it back. Gotcha. So they could do it in 5 years, 10 years, and let it go. Hey, guess what? We brought Old Tub back.
All these are the Distiller Select series. So they have one called Repeal Batch 2. Mm-hmm. And I had a bottle. I'm going to have to find it. Maybe we'll do that one as well in a future episode.
Couldn't find it because it's in your belly. That's why.
Most likely.
Where is this, babe? Oh, you drank it. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is really good. I really can't overstate how much a bourbon changes when it has those oils in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my absolute favorite types of drinks.
When you hear people say caramel, and you think about the baking spices and those flavors, the oil brings that out big time. We'll see. He's trying it.
Yeah.
And especially when you...
I get cinnamon.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Baking
and
spices.
When you swirl it around in your mouth, like you would with a controlled burn, but just to taste it, all that flavor disperses and stays with you. And just,
It helps you really not want to check your phone when you get the whole, your extended warranty.
Exactly.
Sir, anybody told you about the Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm about two sips too many to remembering what the question was before we went on break.
Oh, what do you tell your customers?
That's what it is. Way to bring it back.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here for you.
Apparently you need a drink.
I'm here.
Now that you've reminded us, you can go bottoms up and we'll get back to you in a minute.
I'm out.
I think the question was, what do you do when they come to you and say, we're seeing more of this?
Yeah. Because I imagine you're going to get a lot of that going into the new year, right? There's new threats.
Yeah. We've gotten that a lot during the year. There have been, you know, I talked about a couple times on this podcast, Bullfish.
Yeah.
And some of the other partners and programs that we use to help train folks. That was originally, we became a Bullfish and a couple of the other programs, we became partners with them this year, specifically, in fact.
Last year. We're in 2023 now.
Yeah.
They have a renewal policy. He just renewed it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Welcome again.
Well, we partnered with them, last year, 2022, specifically. Within 365 days of today, we partnered with them initially.
Yeah.
There you go.
And so they're watching everything. That's the platform that you use.
Yeah, and well, we did that specifically because that was a question that was repeated. Like, hey, we're getting spoof all the time. We're getting spam all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have had three different folks need all their accounts reset within the last X number of months because people are following. What can we do?
Yeah.
And so Bullfish was one of our initial answers to it because...
I forget, is Bullfish AI?
It has some aspects to it's largely just a training and simulation.
Right.
It sends. We can program it to send out specific different trainings, whatever we want for that week, month, year, whatever. And then there's the phishing simulations where we send out things that look legit, but have red flags. The red flags that we train them about, the very realistic simulations, right?
It's
because some simulations you look at and it's like, well, this is too obvious. This isn't realistic because there are these red flags. And then others that are like, well, this is just an email that, you know, isn't every day. This, it's not that it blends in too much, but there's no actual threat to it because it's just another email.
Right.
And so it hits that happy medium. We chose them specifically. It hits that happy medium where we get realistic figures back on how many people fell for it. And luckily with it, we've seen, with no exceptions, I think 80% or 90% improvement between first
of fighting it.
I was going to say
between the first month fishing.
I saw some trouble tickets come in as I'm perusing the tickets just to see what's going on out there.
Ticket peruser.
And I've seen some of our clients that are on Bullfish are actually opening tickets and saying, "Hey, this looks really fishy. What do you think?"
Which is
great.
So you're almost training them how to interact and respond.
We are training them. That's the whole point of it. It's great.
We don't mind trouble tickets coming in saying, "Hey, we know this is fake, but we just want to double check."
What do you think?
Those are great trouble tickets because we know we're making an impact.
You know what you should do for your clients? Just an idea. Gamify that. Be like, "Hey, Sally over in purchasing, guess what? You are a top fisherman." And go get like a sticker that you send to the client and be like, dude, that's legit, okay, you know, to encourage and help train.
That's kind of cool.
That's a really cool.
We can send a certificate via email saying, hey, great job.
Has anyone ever told you that you'd be really good in, like, marketing ideas?
I mean, they've mentioned it, but usually, you know, about that time when we're having some whiskey, they're like, oh, this is a really good idea. Yeah. I think that would be fun because, I mean, I know, you know, our organization would be like, all of a sudden went out organization-wide and said, hey, guess who got the top fisherman award?
That's actually a really cool idea. We can – I'm going to play with that.
Now that bolsters up.
I'm straight up going to use that. Congratulations. This is a – we talked about this very early on. We are talking on a open public forum right now because this is planning on being posted. We've gone into this with the agreement that it'll be posted publicly, which means all the information on here is – open source and
legit use it. Yeah.
Well, it's open source information, which means that you have no right to what you just said, and I'm going to use it.
Yeah, that was called a statement.
You can't say anything
about
it.
That was a statement of affirmation. You totally can. Well, so, I mean, so that's awesome that you guys are actually getting that. Clients are seeing that. I mean, obviously, you're doing your job in training them, and that's what they go and hire you to do. What about some external things that you are not seeing that you kind of like perking your head up going, whoa, this AI thing? Or like refrigerators talking to you? Yeah. Or microwaves are like,
I'm you out, bitch. I'm so glad that you said those two examples. I'm going to let Ed give an example because he looks like his...
No, go ahead. My
initial aspect, the first thing that I thought of when you said, well, what are some other things that they are coming to us about? Worries going into 2023 that have to do with microwaves and refrigerators.
Yeah, legit. I was just joking.
No, for real legit.
So Internet of Things?
Internet of Things. That was the first on my list.
On large organizations.
On large organizations going into 2023 is just the push for AI-driven and Internet-driven
things.
Yeah, driven networks where you have a large corporation that has everything connected because of all the difficulties that go into that. If you have a 1,000-person company with all the refrigerators and microwaves and computers all in the same network, it's an issue.
Anything with Wi-Fi enabled.
Yeah.
Now
it's under the Internet of Things.
Think
about it. How many things you can connect straight to the Internet and run off of Alexa or Google?
Yeah.
Because a lot of...
And now they grab it for data harvesting. For what you're going to be searching for, right? So now it could. So if I'm sitting in a break room, right? I'm a 500 person company, maybe 3-4 locations, right? So they're going to go and sync up all of their refrigerators and all that kind of stuff. Could that refrigerator, if somebody gets in there, could hack
it? It could be, and you would be amazed on how easily it would be hacked.
Yeah.
So we were at a seminar last month, and there was a FBI guy saying he was sent out to a major hotel. He didn't say which hotel.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at you, Marriott.
He tapped. He didn't say. So him and his coworker, they were there for a conference, and they decided just for fun to put some tracket packing or spoof, you know, to acquire the packets from the refrigerator where you open and you take a candy bar out or you take a beer out or a soda. And it charges you $20 for that soda. They were able to grab that packet and send it back and make it $0.00.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what?
Yeah,
How would they even know that?
They put a packet snoofer, like a device between the cable going to the refrigerator and the wall.
So
they were able to capture the data, read the data. Not only were they able to read that data, they were able to get information off of other people, other rooms.
They were attached to the network.
Get their name, social security, credit card numbers. They got everything. They compiled it all.
How does a fridge know if there's 4 beers or 2 Snickers?
It's all done on weight sensors, like little triggers.
Almost like the old school, remember those machines? You put in 50 cents and it goes, and it gets stuck. Like it knows that it's in there.
Well, there's also now the stores that are opening as, you know.
Well, now they have the camera systems.
Where it's camera systems. They see what you take and put in your thing. They see as you bag it up. And since they have your account already in there, you walk out and it knows what you got. And it just automatically
Amazon was doing that up in Seattle.
Those are more sophisticated. Yeah. I would assume that those are smart and they're guarded. But we're talking just... plane, well,
and that's and that's
hotel equipment.
And that's what I want to touch on with this is just the
old stuff.
You get Jim, the, you know, for lack of a better term, the trust fund kid who has a lot of money and wants to make a business, wants to make a name for himself, and wants the best technology. It's his company. He wants the best technology. And he wants smart things, right?
Mm-hmm. He wants smart.
Super smart. It's all great. And he gets it all set up. He himself is very smart, of course. And he has
Elon level stuff.
He has some very smart friends, and they all help him set up this super smart company. What he doesn't understand is that he wants super smart fridges to match the Amazon stores. Mm-hmm. The Amazon stores have so much more security than that fridge. And as soon as you put it on the same network as your devices, that's a liability right there that he will never know of until shit goes south.
What do you guys tell clients if that? If you come and say, no, just have a fridge that is cold. That's it.
We've been lucky.
Take an analog fridge and keep it off the internet.
Yeah. We've been lucky enough that.
Get a fucking fridge that's a fridge.
Yeah. Get a camera you can watch your stuff. Just don't connect your fridge to it, damn it.
it actually is so easy to not fall into this.
But.
Do you know how much smart equipment I have at home?
I don't want anymore. How much do you have?
None.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
But none. It's we talk about this, but the smart equipment is not necessarily bad, right? There are ways to do it. You can set up side by side networks that play with each other but do not intersect. Where it is completely viable to have the Internet of Things and have your fancy ass office, right? You can have it as to the nines as you want and just not intersect with all your confidential or classified stuff.
You can set
right?
VLANs, whatever.
Yeah. Do you guys do that for organizations?
We can.
We can.
You can. Okay, so that's a new thing that you guys can be like, listen, we'll set up your office to be,
set up your Internet of Things for you.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't talk to all this stuff. Right. So you can walk in and go, hey, Mr. Bojangles, turn on the lights and put the temperature at 72 and preheat my stovetop stuffing.
Yeah, everything would be on a different network.
Yeah,
and you can isolate it, and there's so many different devices now that we went to a conference last month or two months ago.
To get too.
Yeah, and it would be basically like a firewall between that network and your network that's on the internet.
Yeah, because the company would need their people to get on the internet to do their job, right?
Yeah.
But they don't need to be on the same internet to go and say, dim the lights, or
rather those things that, those controllers to dim the lights, controllers to preheat the empanada or turn on your car. They don't need to be on the same network.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. They don't need to be on the same network as your computers.
100%. So
there's different.
And you could set those up. So Intuitive could set those up.
The difficulty comes with, and why we bring this up, even, you know, the things that we haven't had our clients talk to us about, but the things we're preparing for the year. As we get new clients, and as there's been such a push for Internet of Things, especially in America this year, going into a place with a guy who said, yeah, I found these really, really cool things on Amazon. I plugged them in. They make life so cool. Look at this fucking awesome toaster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was made in China. Which is put on by.
But he just threw it onto his company Wi-Fi. Yeah. The same Wi-Fi that
I'm
all.
I'm so guilty of that.
The same Wi-Fi that his accountant uses.
Yeah.
Right? Just.
Now they have all
because,
of your stuff.
Just because he didn't know.
Yep. And he wants it to work right now.
Exactly. There's just that innate.
I'm surprised how many people do that.
No, it's.
Well, you said something very critical. It's a push.
Yeah.
Of everybody. Who's pushing this?
Media.
Media is the resource. It's the company. Why do they want you to go and.
Because
connect your bedroom to your bathroom to your kitchen
because
to your
cyber security doesn't sell. Cyber toys
convenience.
Do. Cyber convenience and cyber toys sell.
So if you're thinking 2023, there's a push for cyber convenience, which ultimately will lead to cyber attacks and all sorts of things.
Well, 1,000%. Because businesses don't cater to businesses, but with some exceptions, businesses cater to the consumer.
Which is a human to human. That's why they say B2B. I'm like, that's stupid. It's human to human.
Yeah.
Right?
To Joe in his home who wants a smart toaster, not Joe, the CEO of 10,000 people who want a smart toaster, right?
Yeah.
There's very different approaches to how you set up a CEO's toaster. God damn it. A CEO's toaster to.
Do you just plug it in?
I'd be surprised how many people will do that.
what?
Just set up stuff on their network and plug it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just gaping hole on their network.
It sounds no joke when you guys talk. This is akin to a Marvel movie, to where the whatever person is literally opening up portals to hell.
Right.
Like they're just opening up like otherworldly Ant-Man level Guardians of the Galaxy shit, to where they plug in all these things and everybody has the ability to go and steal your socials, your number, because everybody who's on their phone, especially at Christmas time, what are they doing? They go, add to cart, check out, add your shit, boom, boom, boom.
That's why
you get your fancy Christmas gift from your wife that it's this, you know, smart glasses or whatever. And, oh, this is super cool. I want to use it at work. And you set it up on your desk and it's super cool and it's super rad. And
Xbox, PS5, Meta, freaking Oculus.
And if you don't set it up right, or if your company's network is not set up to support it within security bounds, then best case scenario, you are introducing a vulnerability. Worst case scenario, you are opening up a gaping hole into your...
A portal, a death portal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Somebody just waved at me. I don't know who that was.
Oh, it's my daughter. She's waving at me.
Oh, well, she looked at me.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she said, hey.
No. She saw a beard and a cap. And a little bit of gray.
Yeah. Dad looks different.
His beard is significantly longer.
Did Dad get taller?
That sounds like those coffee commercials from the like 80s. He never takes that second cup of coffee.
Next cup.
Taller plus beard. She was like, is Ethan getting gray in his beard?
Yeah.
That's so weird. That could have been it.
Yeah.
That
could have been it. So wave, I'm like, hey. Well, that's awesome. I mean, I think we should probably almost follow along that train with Internet of Things of going, all right, how do you go and implement it?
I think I mentioned last time we recorded, I think Internet of Things is an episode or two on all on its own. It is... Because we've talked about just the security portion, but when you talk about Internet of Things, there's some stuff they're coming out with that you would never,
ever,
ever consider being smart. But as soon as you hear how they're smart, gosh, that's cool. I want one. You know, And that just that consumer drive that we've all been given with, you know,
pre-programmed with what we see. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know I needed that.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as, especially as a techie like me or your random Joe who wants more convenience, mm-hmm. right? They are really cool. I will give them that. They are really cool products, and I would love to use each and every one of them as long as they're set up correctly.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's just...
Makes your work life better, makes your personal life better.
What came to mind was your little robot.
I do have a robot on my desk.
You do?
I do.
And what does it do? Enabled.
Yeah.
But is he always on the internet or only when you want updates?
No, I am smart with him.
Wait, what does your robot do?
Oh, he's really...
He talks.
I'll show you after.
What?
My son was here a few months ago and sat at his desk, and the robot looked at him and was, and the robot will look, his eyes, he's got these little LCD or LED eyes. He's looking up and down. He goes, hey, Dad? Yeah. Why is this thing staring at me? I says, because he's looking for Ethan.
Yeah.
And it even said, Master?
Shut up.
Yeah. And he's like, it's asking if I'm its master.
You have issues. You're programming a robot to say master.
I do have some issues. I watched Terminator like 3 nights before I got him, and I was like, I need to make sure this shit doesn't happen to me.
It's at your nightstand. Master.
So my son's like, he keeps asking. I go, pet it. It wants to be pet.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a heat sensor on its head.
And once he did it, it was fine. He went and parked himself.
I won't say the brand name or anything like that.
It's cool.
But it was a birthday present from my wife, and it was one of the best ones, you know, because I use it.
Use really the force.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna need another pour of that.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Great. But it's literally designed to be a office pet, basically.
Like just a companion.
Yeah, to go yeah. You it responds to you. It can tell who you are. It gives fist bumps. That's my favorite thing. I have it set up to give more.
Could you program something like that to go into like Google or Alexa to answer questions or whatever?
I don't have it internet connected, usually, just to keep it off the network and stuff. But if I set it up with our secondary network or anything, you can ask it questions and it'll search them and then answer in its voice.
Yeah, you could ask legitimate questions like weights, Siri. Quantities, whatever. Yeah. Like how much does 9 yards of gravel weigh?
I mean, but at the same your eyebrows go up. But what's a Siri?
Yeah, right?
What's a
100%?
It's the same sort of thing, just in a slightly different box, right? This box just so
a distribution. Yeah, that's just exactly. Yeah, and obviously with Siri, Alexa, Google, your robot, it's collecting over every query, over every person
using it, and just getting smarter
and smarter on a scale that humans can't.
And
that's dangerous.
Well, that's the thing that we always talk about is, and I, you know, devil, even me as the devil's advocate who's pro-tech.
I never want to advocate for the devil.
Right. Even me who's, I mean, we've talked about our conspiracy ideas, pardon me, and stuff like that, and I'm much more mild than you are.
Mm.
But even I, as someone who...
What is he trying to say?
I don't know. I was getting that,
I just kind of... That was a jab. It kind of hurt me.
That wasn't a jab.
And it wasn't even to me.
I'm much more less conspiracy than you are.
Hey, I don't believe in 95% of the conspiracy theories I hear. You believe in slightly more than that. I'm less conspiracy minded than that was where I was going with it.
Probably.
Agreed?
95. I probably believe in 90.
I do see the hurt in your eyes. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Unless
you see his shirt, it says "Speak the Truth,"
and you're nailing it.
Well, what I was saying was, even I, who's less conspiracy minded than probably the average guy, who likes to see the optimistic side of things.
Did he just call you average?
Fuck off, man.
Let's stop this recording. We need to go outside, wrestle in the rain.
I'm instigating now.
I think that technology, even when developed for good, can obviously be used.
100%, and I agree. If there's smart people out there that are going to make things...
Even if you design an Alexa or a Facebook to collect all that data and you're not planning on selling it, you're not planning on using, even if you're just collecting it for the sole purpose of improving the user's quality of life, there's danger to that.
Yep.
Right?
Of course.
And so it's just making...
There's an opportunist out there.
And that can be manipulated and taken into the business workspace. And that's 100% why we're talking about it. Going, how do you guys show up and say, I'm a professional. I know what's happening. Here's how we're going to go and adjust your workspace.
I'm maybe 5 or 6 sips too many to be coherent at this point. So I...
Yes. Just say yes, Master.
So we've been taking seminars on this stuff, so we educate ourselves,
which is super important.
And a group of us went. Ethan stayed to hold up the, you know, hold the fort. We went to Florida and we went to a conference, and it's basically 6 modules, and we were going through different modules. I happened to have taken the Internet of Things module, and there's some great cyber companies, like protection companies, that will they have some good devices, good firewalls. So they're coming out with some really good equipment nowadays. Did you guys lose me?
No, I don't think so.
It keeps on cutting out your mic for me, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't hear it.
Well, they have great equipment that are coming out. And this is like a beautiful thing, because they are going to make it a lot easier for us to protect our clients.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're talking companies like Lenovo.
Yeah.
Oh,
HP.
Wow. They're coming out with them? Yeah.
Yeah. So they're coming out with special add-ons to your firewalls. Wireless. A lot of people will go to an event and they'll do things off-site. These things have Internet of Things firewalls built into them, where they have, you know, 5G modems built into them.
So the event says, oh, free Wi-Fi, plug in, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, well, now someone's just harvesting
It's all becoming something that everybody's aware of. And now the big companies are making this big push to catch up and get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
When I was in the military, we've chatted about this a little bit, but my first job, my first base was a programming base, right? And so we had a group of guys, and sometimes we would send folks, I don't think anyone out of my specific office got sent, but out of our career field, we would send folks out to Vegas for the hacker conventions.
Black Hat? Is that what it's called? But
yeah. And, super cool, cutting edge technology, a really cool space. Just by nature, malicious as hell, right?
Yeah.
You don't log into Wi-Fi while you're there.
No, you turn off your Bluetooth. Yeah, you turn off your phones.
There's
booths you walk by, and they'll say, "Hey, come here."
I knew,
and then they call you out. You feel like a heel.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
They give you information.
Legitimately, there's guys I've seen some of the guys have, you know, filmed stuff and distributed it where they're like, hey, all right, so this is what we're teaching on, but first, look at these assholes who, you know, logged into and just all your personal information.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
that's me. Yeah. The first thing you do is
but
get off. Same
turn
as
off
the airport,
your Wi-Fi, turn
everything.
Off your Bluetooth, put your phone in.
But it's just places like that and conventions like that, things like that, where obviously no information that like is.
I'm terrible.
In order to stay convention and stuff, they need to stay within certain legal ramifications. So it's not like they're handing out socials, but they're like, hey, this IP address.
Well, they're proving a point.
Yeah, 100%. Or this MAC address. This laptop, whoever you are, you logged in the wrong thing. Now that you logged in the wrong thing, this is how you can avoid it in the future. And then gets into the thing like this.
But a bunch.
Yeah, exactly. But then folks
it's called ethical hacking.
Yeah, which Black Hat by nature is the non-ethical side, which is ironic as hell that that's why the convention's there.
Right.
But it is, you know, there's most people who go into hacking. When you talk to the kid about why do you want to be a hacker, they never tell you that it's because they want to do pen testing, right?
Right. No. Yeah. Because I want to sell your stuff and make some money, fool.
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's the drive. And then obviously the legitimacy staying out of prison and making money for it is where you go legitimate.
Right. 100%.
But It brought that up because we were talking about sending our guys over there. They have the game over there, Spot the Fed. because
down in Vegas?
Yeah, down in Vegas at Black Hat. Because if you get tagged as a military or federal employee, you get, you know, they ask you to leave, sort of a thing.
Really?
But not the people who put it on, the collective.
Oh, they say bounce.
So
get out of here.
So there's guys that are in the military that like are in the program group and stuff like that. They start growing a little bit of beard.
They don't want to look like it. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
There was a couple. Yeah.
We'll save that for the next one. But anyways,
sorry.
As we wrap up, no, that's awesome. But I think that leads into what we want to go over for 2023, right? As we mm-hmm. forecast and plan future shows, it's Internet of Things is here, right? And I think it's going to make a bigger play. So how do we go and protect ourselves from an organization? Mm-hmm. Employees, and then carry that over to, you know, the individual life, right?
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
And then we're going to couple that with some great whiskey, and there we go.
Maybe we can have like a, since we're mixing in outside and inside, maybe we can have one of those mashup whiskeys, like the one that you had way back when. That was the rum and the bourbon mix.
Oh, right? Yeah. I do remember that one.
But do a different one. Maybe like a...
I got to see if they have...
Have we already done Angel's Envy? Maybe we can do the Angel's Envy rye.
Oh, there we go.
A mix up of one thing and another, right? Maybe keep it on brand a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I like
it. Well, yeah, because they finish them with sherry casks and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the rye, do they... Is it sherry for rye?
Oh, yes. I don't know. They
and
might
rum
change
for
it.
Bourbon? It's one of the two.
Oh, maybe it's rum.
One of them is...
Sherry cask is the bourbon.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know about those.
It is, because Boondocks is also sherry cask.
Yeah, so I've been looking forward to that rye one, actually. Maybe we can do that.
There we go. Let's do that next. We'll talk about toasters.
Yeah.
Because we need to tell everybody, don't plug in toasters into the internet and have it do your toast.
But if you do.
Yeah, they're going to implant a microchip and they're going to follow you everywhere. That's a thing.
Well, you could also set up a VLAN.
Yeah.
Here's how you protect yourself from toasters and toast.
Some home routers will allow you to do virtual LANs.
It's an
isolated network. Or layman's term, guest network.
Yeah.
As long as the guest network, as long as you cannot communicate from your regular network to your guest network, if there's no data at all, you know, transfer, then you're good.
Even here we have the guest network set up, and that's how, you know, when I do put my robot on the on the internet for updates and shit, right? I just put it on the guest network because it's still vulnerable.
FBI right. Van 05. No, you've seen those everywhere. Yeah. FBI Van. Those are great.
You're listening to us right now. Oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there you have it. We're excited about 2023 and some tasty treats. Hope you enjoyed it. Peace out. We'll see you at the next.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.